Hello my loves, welcome back to You Manifested That podcast. My name is Pauline Lejuste and I am a manifestation mentor and I believe that you can attract anything you want, no matter your circumstances or story, no matter what happened for you or to you. You can dream big and manifest anything your soul desires, and I'm here to show you what's possible, how to make your life easier and lighter and expand your manifestation power. I'm going to also have guests on this podcast to show you what you can manifest in life and to show you that everything is freaking possible. I'm sharing with you powerful tools and my wisdom that will bring massive transformation into your life. If you are ready to manifest, please hit this follow button. And I'm going to ask you to leave me a review on this episode, no matter which platform you are using, because it's helping me to reach more people. It's helping me to help more people, and I'm forever grateful if you do that. So thank you so much. So in today's episode, I would like to speak about one of my favorite topics. Now, before I was like avoiding this topic, now it's like my favorite. Like I'm craving this type of conversation and exchange with people actually. If people are interested to talk about money, please reach out to me. So in today's episode, I would like to speak about money and show you what money is. And money is actually not bad, it's not poison, and it's not something evil. So first of all, money is a medium of exchange. Money was invented to make it easier for us to trade things. Like today, we can send huge amount of money virtually. It's so much easier now, and before, like centuries ago, we had to trade like chickens against something in exchange of something else. It was complicated, right? But now money is easier. It's easy to attract. It's easier to make it circulate. It's everything is so much easier. Like I am so freaking grateful to be born at this century and to live this human experience right here, right now. Like, I am really happy to be born in this era because I think it's a cool and easy one. No matter what people say or think, if you compare with before, I'm glad to be here. So let's back to topic. We want money, okay? We all want money. Like, come on. If someone tell you, no, I don't want money, like, those people are lying. We only want money because it's buying us the things and the experiences we need or we desire, right? We all want more money because money is freedom. Money means more choices and more opportunities. So money is something that we need, especially if we live in this capitalist system, right? I mean, if you are an hermit who lives in a cave in the jungle or whatever, you can do fine without money, but for most of the people, we need money, right? So I discovered that money is a tool. Money is exactly like the keyboard of your computer or your phone. It's a tool, and we use a computer or a cell phone on a daily basis, and we use the keyboard, we use this tool to communicate with people, right? So with your phone or computer, we rather choose to send love messages or hate comments. We choose to write nice and polite emails, or we choose to let go of our nerves on the person to whom we are writing an email, right? So when actually we choose to write a hateful comment, or we choose to write a not nice email to someone, who is responsible? And who is going to be attacked by them? The keyboard, your phone, the computer? Nope. Mm-mm. The human behind the screen who wrote the comments. Meaning it's us. It's us. We are responsible for what we do with that, right? So we are putting moral character onto a tool, and this tool is money. Money is natural as fuck. Money is a tool that we use on a daily basis, and it's just a tool. It's neutral. Okay, it's the same for the microphone I'm using. Like, some people are using microphone and you choose what you're gonna say. You choose to send love or you choose to divide people, you know? That's the same. So when money is used for dark or negative purposes, it's not money's fault. It's the person using the money. Last time I was watching a movie and a woman said, like, money is poison. Be careful with that. No, money is not poison. Money is amazing, actually. Money is can give you so much freedom, choices, opportunities, comfort, you know, health. Like, if you want to eat quality food, you know, food, high quality food, sometimes you will need money to buy the best food, the best vegetables and fruits, you know. It's an example. Money is not poison. It's the person using the money. Like, humans, all of us, we do have dark and light within ourselves, and our soul can be corrupt. And this corruption is not money's fault, is the fault of the person who is losing their values and their values along the way. That's it. It's not money's fault. It's not power's fault. It's the fault of the ego and people who are losing track and people who get lost. So money is not evil. Money is not bad. Money is not poison. It's just the part of you that can be corrupted. Period. So you can completely create a different reality with your money. And I want to help you to change your finances. And if you want to do something about it too, I invite you to join my email list, my waiting list to get access to my money program that will be launched very soon. And I have also a money hypnosis I have created that worked for me to change my relationship with money. I have created it, like, it's crazy. It's so powerful. And it's directly talking to my subconscious mind and changing my story with money. And I went from being highly broke and living in Mexico and being poor, like, literally, to quadruple my salary and manifested so many things in just 1 year. So if I have done it, what can you do for yourself? That will be your proof. If someone else did it, what can you do? Thank you so much for listening. I will see you in the next episode. Don't forget to leave me a review. Don't forget to follow me if you don't yet. And thank you so much for being here. See you.